That doesn't mean that we should say it.
Nothing's funny about crime.
Remember who John Wayne Gacy is?
I can't
Ted Bundy's kind of a bitch.
Oh. Nice.
Just four guys solving crime.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to yet another week of Four Guys Solving Some Crimes. I'm your host, Aaron.
I'm Drew.
I'm Cole.
I'm Casey.
All right. How was your guys' week? I feel like I haven't seen you guys in so long.
I know. I don't know. Just been working, I think.
Yeah, lots of work. Loving the Menchie life, you know?
Very good. Very exciting. All
Vegas,
right.
Baby.
Lots of froyo.
That's true.
We all were in here.
Very exciting. Oh, Vegas was great. We spent a lot of money, drank a lot of alcohol, and did a lot of walking. It was great.
Played some blackjack.
There we go.
Did you go into the M&M store?
No, there was a line. There was like a line of like 20 people, and I was like, not going to wait to go into the damn M&M store. For.
Have you guys ever been to Vegas before?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been in the M&M store like when I was a kid, so I didn't really need to go. We went to Hershey World. Went to like every single hotel pretty much close to us. So super nice. Got to window shop and look at the 8 different Louis Vuitton stores inside
oh,
of
right.
Caesar's Palace.
Isn't the Gucci store cool?
Dude, we never went in.
I know. I didn't go in either. I was too intimidated, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude.
Just the big cool Gucci sign, man. You know, the Gucci sign is cool.
They look pretty cool from the outside. And yeah. I don't have that kind of money, so I don't go in.
There you go. All right. Well, you guys ready to get into our case this week?
Please.
Let's get after it.
All right.
Let's get it started in here.
All right, so today we are going to be discussing the disappearance of Maura Murray. Maura Murray was born on May 4th, 1982 in Brockton, Massachusetts, and she was the youngest of 4. Her parents were Fred and Laura Murray, and she grew up in Hanson, just a small suburb in the south shore of Massachusetts. Her parents divorced when she was 6. She was overall an overachiever that excelled in both academically and athletically. She was active in her local community. She participated in every sport. She was able to travel because of her athleticism. So she was doing really well. She did really well in school as well. She graduated top of her class. And then she got a congressional nomination to the military academy at West Point. She continued to excel at the academy, and then during her second year, she decided the military wasn't for her, and then transferred to the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. Maura Murray disappeared on Monday, February 9th. And initially, when we hear a lot about her case, something that I'm just going to bring up right away is she's depicted in the media very often as like this very sweet girl that's just like great at school. And there are actually like a lot of things that I think are very interesting in this case that I'll bring up later. But the night of, so after midnight on Monday, February 9th, Maura Murray used her personal computer to use MapQuest for directions to the Berkshires and Burlington, Vermont. The first reported contact Murray had with anybody on February 9th was at 1 p.m. when she emailed her boyfriend that said, "I love you more, stud. I got your messages, but honestly, I didn't feel like talking to much of anyone. I promised a call today, though. Love you, Mara." She also made a phone call inquiring about renting a condominium in the same Bartlett, New Hampshire condo association that her family had vacationed at in the past. Telephone records indicate that the call lasted around 3 minutes. However, the owner did not rent the condo to Murray. At 1:13, she called a fellow nursing student for unknown reasons. On the morning of February 9th, Maura submitted her nursing homework electronically, emailed professors stating that there had been a death in the family and she would be leaving campus. However, there was no death in the family. She placed a call to the owner of a condominium. And then she packed her bag with toiletries, makeup, workout attire, school book, school, books, and several days worth of clothes. At 3:15, she stopped at an off-campus ATM and withdrew $280, which was all of the money in her account. Then she stopped at a liquor store and purchased about $40 worth of alcohol. She left that area around 4:30 and then drove north towards New Hampshire. That was the last time that she had had contact with anybody or that she had like talked to anybody in her town. And then at 7:27 p.m., a resident of Havern Hill called the police and stated that there was an accident near her home and that a car was stuck in the ditch. Shortly after, a bus driver named Butch Atwood drove by and spoke to Maura, offered to call for help. She declined, saying that she had already called AAA. However, there was no service, so she couldn't have called AAA. So Butch drove to his house, called 911. He placed his call at 7:42. And then by the time the first officer arrived at 7:46, Maura was gone. And we have not seen her or heard from her since.
So was that car accident that you were talking about, was that the first or the second one that they brought up?
That was the second one. So in the video that we watched, there was a car accident. It was a couple days before, and that was her dad's car. The car accident on the 9th was the second one. That was her car that she crashed and then disappeared from there.
And both of them, suspicion of DUI, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So the first car accident was a couple days prior. She had taken her dad's car out because he had been in town visiting, trying to find her a new car. And she took it out with friends, went to a party, and crashed it.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker.
It's a lot of like weird kind of loose ends that we don't see kind of getting tied up.
I hate the disappearing ones.
It's pretty hard, especially the ones that are however many years later, cold cases. And
yeah, so this was 2004.
Yeah.
So that's quite a long time ago.
Do the math. Is that 15 years?
Okay, I don't know if I'm, like, jumping too far ahead, but is there any chance she just, like, walked away or got in the car with someone else and then, I don't know, because she was obviously leaving, so what if she just stayed gone? I don't know.
Yeah, so there's actually a bunch of different theories that we can get into.
What are you confused about? Sorry.
No, wait, Cole, why are you confused?
You said maybe she stayed gone.
Maybe yeah. She wanted
like
to,
like, she wanted to go missing.
Okay, maybe that wasn't, like, the best
thing. Oh, okay, like, faked her death, like, fake.
Well, they
like,
said not faked when her death, but the just police got there, she was gone, so what if she's just, like, oh, I don't want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's making crazy decisions. She already got in two accidents.
She would have for sure gone to jail for DUI.
There was no sign of struggle in the car or anything. Just spilt alcohol from either her being drunk and spilling alcohol or from her
crashing the car
and all the alcohol going everywhere. But
yeah,
it's dumb. She's stupid.
Why is she dumb?
She's DUI. She's drinking.
But she was in that. I think they were suspicious of a relationship, kind of, right?
Right. So let's get into some theories first before we go down that route. I'm gonna stop you right there. Okay, so one of the most popular theories is that she was picked up. The term is she was picked up by an opportunistic killer. Nice. Whether that killer was someone from the area or someone knew her or just was passing through the area and sees the opportunity. Because when they brought dogs out, so in obviously the 911, like they get the dogs, they do a whole search. The dogs like traced her car, like right around her, like that area, or traced her scent like right around that area, and then it just disappears. So her scent like only goes so far, kind of like implying like it's only like right around where the accident was, and then it's gone. So like almost implying that like she
was picked up in a car or
something.
What if she hitchhiked? Was hitchhiking a thing in 2004?
Hitchhiking has always been.
Where was the crash? Was it on a freeway?
It was, yeah. It was on the 211, I think.
Yeah, back road, she definitely could. She definitely could have hitchhiked.
Yeah,
she. I mean,
Walk out with your thumbs up. I feel like that's a popular thing in 2004.
It did seem like it wasn't like a busy road, but it wasn't like some back road.
Cause, and I mean, it's a girl.
They had what, with that second crash that we talked about, the one where she goes missing, there was like, what, about 4 or 5 calls? 4 or 5 like similar calls saying that, hey,
There was two. So there was one when she was initially found, or there was one at 7:27, which was Faith Westman. She stated that there had been an accident near her home and that a car was stuck in a ditch. And then at 7:42, that was when Butch Atwood, the bus driver that like found her and like talked to her and was like, are you okay? Do you need help? And she's like, no, I already called AAA. And then he was like, no, you didn't. There's no service out here. So that was at 7:42. And then the first officer arrived at 7:46. And she was gone. So there's 5 minutes to do the math. 5 minutes that she's unaccounted for and then never.
The Butch guy, where did the Butch guy go?
He drove home. It was 100 yards east of the accident.
He was like, so a he truck wasn't driver, far. Right?
Yeah, he was a bus driver.
I thought he was talking to her.
Yeah, and then he drove home. So he was talking to her, and then she was like, no, I don't need any help. I don't need any help. Like, I already called someone. I'm fine. And then he was like, okay, no, you didn't. And then he went home to call for help.
There was no service right there, so he couldn't call right away.
Yeah, because he was like, he obviously couldn't have called on his cell phone because there was no service, but his house phone.
I wonder why he didn't insist for her to go with him.
But there's a lot of other shit in this, though. Like, the sister... somehow there wasn't it was a phone call with the sister, right?
So the phone call with the sister, there's a lot of like kind of suspicious stuff about this case that's just kind of like odd and like doesn't really make any sense. One of the like that call with the sister was like about her sister's own alcoholism because she had just gone to rehab, but it was like they never really did anything with it. They were just kind of like, okay, like whatever. Because she came out about the phone call or about that like panic attack, like that, what I think they called it like a mental breakdown or something like that. Like 10 years later, she was like, oh yeah, that was like about me and my alcoholism. So it was like just kind of odd. I don't know. And like no one ever did anything. No one's ever really looked into them, like the entire family.
Bunch of stuff about her not necessarily being the most stable and happy person. Obviously she went and bought $40 worth of hard alcohol right before she got in the car. There was talk about it being alcoholism for her, not just her sister. A boyfriend thing, kinda.
Yeah,
just a lot of different things, and none of them, at least from what I've heard, really seem like they're the most plausible.
What do you mean, like, the most plausible?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. It's just, I'm not seeing anything leading to anything right now, which is obviously why they haven't found anybody.
It's just a lot of, like, loose ends. Like, there's no definitive. Okay, like, yeah.
Where'd she go from the crash?
She hitchhiked? That's, like, my main thought. For sure.
I think so too.
But okay. Then this was a national spectacle on the TV. How was she not like identified in any way? How has she gone 17 years?
Right. Bro, you never know. By then, she could disguise herself. Yeah. You never know.
Your appearance can change a lot.
She's a 21-year-old at $240 because she spent 40. Or she had 280 and spent 40 on hard alcohol. She doesn't have much to be able to change her appearance.
Yeah, but also been like 10 years.
Glasses.
I don't know. I mean, if she's just like the wrong car.
Yeah. So there's like a... Done. Yeah. Okay, so there's another theory that... there's a bunch of different theories, but one of them is that she took her own life. So her dad was like suggested early on that maybe she took a walk in the woods to go die, and then he now denies that statement, which is just kind of a little odd.
My god.
Yeah, so he was like, yeah, maybe she just went and took a walk in the woods to die, like, and then it was like, I never said that, which is just kind of odd to me that you would joke about your daughter dying like that. But
dad's sus.
Yeah,
that's a little sus for that.
Yeah,
wait, does he deny he said that?
Yeah,
So what if he actually didn't say that?
No,
he did.
They know he did.
But then
it's like on tape.
It could be like, obviously him denying it could have been his way of being like, well, obviously that's a really dumb thing of me to say, like, I, that was trauma speaking, something like that. I don't know. But that's obviously not the first thing that you should say when your daughter goes missing right next to the woods.
Yeah.
In a car crash. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes him seem like he might know a little something.
Yeah. So there's also like another theory that she ran away. Like obviously that's a really popular theory. It's like cited that she was in financial trouble because she only had like $280. And then she also, like, when she was packing, she packed like most of her like stuff from her dorm. Like it says she gathered most of her dorm room contents before leaving.
It's like her legal documents and everything, like her personal information.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
What school did she go to?
She went to
Army Academy.
UMass. No, she went to UMass.
UMass.
She switched. It also says that that's like another like piece of evidence to support that theory is that like her scent just disappeared. Like, so almost suggesting that there was like someone else that like picked her up. Like she was coordinating with someone to escape or run away. And there's theories that she like escaped to Canada. But there's obviously like no one's found her, with that, like someone she had like coordinated somehow with someone to pick her up. And that's why her scent was gone.
But that's just so weird. And like they couldn't find, I mean, I guess it's kind of hard, but like tire tracks or anything, normally you can get something like that.
I mean, we'll keep in mind, like, her car just, like, her car was crashed. Yeah. So she wouldn't have been driving anywhere.
I know. I'm talking about, like, if she would have gotten picked up, maybe you wouldn't have been able to find something else about that.
So it was on, like, a highway. It was on Route 112. So it wasn't, like, on, like, a back road. So there were a lot of cars driving that I don't think, like, tire tracks. And also, it was 2004. Keep in mind, like, it was 17 years ago? 17 years ago.
Oh, my God.
17 years ago. So obviously they're not like evidence and data and sampling is not as advanced or was not as advanced then. There's another obviously a bunch of theories kind of all entangled in one is that she was met with an accidental or intentional killer or that she like got in the wrong car. That's kind of like a wrong exit, wrong car kind of situation, like kind of thing that people believe. That's a theory. It says it's unknown if Maura took the wrong exit that would lead her away from Vermont. Cause remember she looked up, directions to Vermont. Cause she was headed towards Haven Hill, New Hampshire, or that's where she was found. So, like, they're not sure. Obviously, she, like, took a wrong exit. Like, no one knows where she was going. Because, like, the place that she had looked up directions to, Stowe, was 66 miles northwest of Haven Hill. So she wasn't, like, going in the right direction to be going to Vermont, which is where she looked up directions to.
Why would she be going to Vermont?
So that was, like, a place that she went a lot when she was little. And it was kind of, like, a comfort place for her, I guess. That's what I read.
Did she like own a place?
So there? Her family had rented condos there a lot, and then she had called and asked if she could rent a condo, but she ended up not being able to. Yeah. And then it says but when she was found, so it was like in February, so it was dark, it was winter, it was snowing, there was 2 feet of snow. And there was no service, so it, like, would have been really easy for her to just take a wrong turn somewhere and end up somewhere else. Like this theory is implying that like whatever happened to her was an accident. Like she took the wrong turn, was trying to go somewhere to meet up with someone. Like all of the, she texted her boyfriend saying like, I'll call you today. She told her employee or her boss that she would be back. She's like, I'll contact you when I get back. Kind of like implying like, oh, I'm going somewhere and I'll be back at a certain point, going on vacation or whatever. So it says that Maura downloaded directions to Burlington, Vermont, and had contacted a hotel. So, like, it looks like she was going the wrong way, like she was trying to go. And then she ended up going the wrong way, and it was cold, and she got in the wrong car, like, thinking that she needed help. Or someone, like, in those 5 minutes passed was like, oh, do you need help? I can take you to a gas station. And then she was either killed or wandered into the woods is another theory.
Yeah, I mean, there's no telling. Like, she could have gone picked up by somebody, taken to a gas station. She could have, I mean, called someone from there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just no way of knowing.
Yeah, there's payphones. Someone could have helped her kind of hide for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because she would have been arrested for DUI.
Was she?
She wasn't arrested for it.
Oh, they just found.
But yeah, so they found like the bottles and stuff. Like
the dude,
she was gone.
Yeah, she was gone.
They couldn't do anything for
it. They have no idea.
The first one that they said that it was that first crash in the dad's car, that they said there was suspicion of her drinking, but there was no field sobriety test ever administered.
Why? Yeah. Nah, that sucks.
I don't know,
right, that's kind
coughs,
of
dude.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
How old was her? How old
she was? 21.
She was 21.
Probably old dudes.
Yeah. Just, and there's like, all right, fuck it, you're good.
Yeah.
She was a little flirty.
Maybe. I mean, she was drunk.
She was, yeah, I was
yeah,
going to say.
True.
So, do anything to get out of a ticket.
Honestly.
But yeah.
Even when you crash your car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, I have a little more information for you guys. All right, so there's a couple things that when I was doing research, I never felt like were highlighted as importantly. I feel like it adds a lot to the case, these little facts. So I'm just going to go ahead and read them all to you. So at West Point, which was the first college that she was at, she got caught stealing. She was found responsible and would have been expelled. However, she was allowed to withdraw and therefore was transferred to UMass. That what she was stealing was she had written down someone's credit card numbers and was using them to like buy things.
Oh my God.
What did she buy?
It doesn't say what she was trying to buy. Yeah, I don't have it here.
Sus.
So she was already like in trouble, with that. And then, I don't know why I said I didn't have it. She was stealing credit card numbers to order pizza.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
She's down bad.
Yeah. So she's not doing too great.
No.
Stupid. And then a week before she went missing, Maura placed a call to the home of a woman in Weymouth whose job was investigating claims of child abuse. So she called someone who works as like a child abuse like investigation.
Who's the child? She's 21.
Right.
And who's the abuser? Who's the child? Who's it?
Did her sister have a kid? Did
who's
we ever
it on?
Learn about that?
No.
Who's it? Who's like it? Like administered for? Right.
And she just called. It doesn't say. We don't know the contents of the phone call, but she just called.
Weird.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and so. Another thing that like is interesting, another fact is that Maura and Billy, that was her like boyfriend, the one that she texted the day of saying like, love you, talk to you later. So they weren't engaged because there was a lot of stuff going around that like they were engaged, but, they, Billy had cheated on her and Maura was having an affair with her track coach.
So they both cheat on each other?
Yes.
It cancels out as PEMDAS.
No. That's not. No. Yeah, so.
But they love each other.
I'm trying to. Okay, no.
Billy.
There we go. Okay. Where did I? Okay, so it says another interesting twist on the whole boyfriend situation. It says, more than a decade after Murray's disappearance, a number of people are still chiming in. They're still the case is very active on like social media and stuff. There's like still funds to this day and people will send in tips like whenever they get one. So there was one sent in 2016 and someone claimed to have received an email sent by someone from Maura's inner circle. And then the anonymous sender said that they spoke to someone at a bar who had heard a different version of the disappearance, and the email reads in this part. He then started talking to me about the missing girl who had gone to West Point and then UMass. I hadn't heard about it at the time, and he explained to me what I know now is the Maura Murray case. He told me that it was an open secret among the people who knew her personally at UMass that she ran off on her own to get away from her abusive relationship. He said that he knew people that knew her and that they had all been in on the whole thing.
So the entire class of, let's see, if she was 21 in 2004, so 2000, the entire class of 2005 at UMass knew about this?
Yeah, and yeah, apparently. And they all just knew, like, oh, not.
Who was the boyfriend?
Right now.
Who was the boyfriend?
Her boyfriend?
Billy.
Yeah, it was Billy Roush.
The one that she texted, I love you, stud.
Yeah, and they met at West Point. So he was in the military. He had graduated and was stationed at Fort Sill when she disappeared.
He was in the military?
Yes.
All right. So the abusive thing comes into play a little bit more then?
Yeah. So the abusive thing comes into play a little more.
Might be a little controversial, but
when the police when the police arrived at Maura's dorm, they found all of her things packed and an email to Billy printed out and placed on top of the boxes. The email had referenced a time that Billy had cheated on her. In 2011, Billy lost his job at Ray Group International after a number of women had accused him of harassment and odd behavior, including an alleged assault. He is currently awaiting trial for attempted rape and could serve up to 20 years if convicted.
When,
hate him.
This said currently, yeah?
Yes.
When was this published?
This article...
2021. It's like updated constantly.
Oh, geez. So he's in... Well, I guess currently he's in jail right now.
Yes, currently awaiting. Okay. And that was her, like, long-term boyfriend. Like, they were basically engaged, but not. And, like, yeah. So.
Okay.
But he, obviously, like, they didn't run away together. We know that much because he's still here.
But did he have a part in it?
Right. He has not. I don't think he has, like, come forward or anything. So he did get, like, a cell phone call, which at first police thought was very suspicious. However, there was no significance to it because they tracked down and interviewed the person, and it was just a Red Cross worker. So the only contact that he had with Maura was that text sent. The love you, like, talk to you later. I got your messages but didn't feel like talking. So, yeah. That's a little sus.
That makes me feel like he might have been a reason that it happened, but I don't think he was like the reason. I don't think he, I guess with everything that said, I don't think he might have. Don't know if he killed her. I mean, I don't know if he was trying. If she was trying to get away from an abusive relationship, and. He knew that something might get back to him, then maybe he was able to track her down something like that. But within 5 minutes.
That's the thing is, there was when the accident happened, like if he had been following her, he would have been there as soon as the accident happened. And remember, there's like a 20 minute gap from when the first call was made. Well, actually, let me find this. Let me grab this back. How long was the gap between the two calls? I think it was 7:27. So it was 20 minutes. There's about a 20 minute gap between the two phone calls. So she was alone for 20 minutes, but still there 20 minutes later. So you would think if she was being followed by him. Also, he was never found. Like, they didn't track him anywhere, I'm pretty sure.
So it was about...
He has an alibi? I didn't find any information.
20 minutes was when that second call came in from the trucker that talked to her, right?
Yeah.
So there was about 15 minutes that she was there, probably. About 5 minutes to get home and make the call.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, yeah, I guess that's true. So maybe about... Maybe 10 minutes, maybe, you know.
10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That she's out there unaccounted for, and then the cop shows up. After that second call, 5 minutes?
Yeah. So maybe there's about 10 minutes of unaccounted.
10, 15 minutes unaccounted.
Time. It also says that he lived 100 yards west.
Right.
I think. So, like, he's not far, you know. Maybe maybe 2-3 minutes, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
That he's unaccounted for, or that she's unaccounted for. And then forever.
Yeah, but it's like how... Yeah. She could have been being followed by him, but at the same time, how would he
have... 3 minutes? Like, that's really fast. And for him to pull up, get her in the car and go.
How would he have known that she's there?
Right, unless he's been following her, but then, like, what about that 20-minute, 25-minute gap? You know, like,
see her crash and then just, like, wait, like, around the corner somewhere? Until she was alone?
But then if until she was alone, you would think... I don't know. I don't think that theory makes sense to me, that she was being followed by him.
I don't either. That's why I think there was he was the reason that she did all of this.
I think that and her dad too.
That and her dad. I think she was trying to get away.
Yeah. Well, I think something that I was just actually going to bring up is that her dad, Fred, refused to be interviewed by state police homicide detectives for 2 years. And then when he finally agreed to being interviewed, he brought two lawyers with him, which is kind of interesting. Like, why would you not just get the interview if you're innocent? AF.
He was so paranoid.
But for what?
Yeah, but, like, for why? If you were innocent, you would be paranoid.
He's guilty.
But, like, guilty of what? Did he kill her?
He's pretty good at covering it.
But, like, that doesn't make sense.
Did you just fall asleep right there, like, in between?
No, I was thinking.
Okay. Like, he just took a 2 second nap.
She could have been trying to escape, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still think she left, just got in someone else's car. Someone definitely had picked her up.
Hitchhike.
Yeah.
And that's crazy because, like, no idea. I mean, the dogs went around. Scent was gone. Literally no idea where to look. Like, that's the thing. I'd be betting that she's dead.
Dogs are so crazy.
But there is nowhere to know where to look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can start a 5 mile radius. They're not inside the 5 mile radius, then, like, I mean, at that point, then, like, you can't just keep doing that.
Yeah. It's unrealistic to expect to, like, search forever, you know? Mm-hmm. I think another theory that I think is kind of interesting is they think she might have been pregnant. They think she might have had a kid, which is why she was disappearing, because of her kid. Although there's no evidence of that, but that's, like, apparently... I think I saw something... I didn't write this down, which I should have, but I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere that there was, like, a Pinterest board of, like, baby stuff that she had. Actually, I don't even know if Pinterest was around yet. I don't know. I remember seeing something of her, like, hinting at, like, looking at baby clothes, like, once around the time of her disappearance, but it was, like, one thing, and, like, it was, like, so irrelevant, and I was like, meh, whatever. But I thought that was interesting. And then another thing is that a bank teller found an open and active account to Maura in 2011. However, that's all the information that I found, is that there was an open bank account for her connected to her in 2011.
Connected to her?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could always be... I mean...
But like someone could have reopened her bank account, or
parents
like
can. Like, this is my deceased daughter. We want to.
Can you do that though?
Maybe,
I mean, maybe. Did she like still live at home?
You bring the birth certificate showing that.
Did she still live at home?
Yeah. Well, she was at school. So, besides being at school, I'm pretty sure she lived at home.
Can you remind me where she went to school again?
UMass.
UMass. Okay, wait. She was having an affair, right?
Yeah, with her track coach.
Okay, so what if she, if she knew she was pregnant? Well, I mean, was it too early to tell, like, to get a paternity test?
That's what I was wondering, like.
Because if it was, like her.
Maybe she was going to a different state that had different, like, abortion laws or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I was that's thinking, what Vermont was for her, was she was going, to Vermont for that, where she was in Massachusetts. I mean, 2004, obviously totally different. So
that's true. Totally different.
Could have been different climate. State.
I was honestly thinking more like, what if her, whatever the guy she was with, what if that was their kid and they just left?
Right. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Oh, is that? Oh, shit.
Or Bob,
the track
or
coach. I'm pretty sure the track coach, he has an alibi, I think.
Oh, he does?
I was just okay.
Like, has he been accounted for, too? Like, do people know where he is? Because maybe they are off together.
Oh. I have a feeling that that's not it, because I feel like if he had also gone missing, that this would have been, you know what I mean? This would be a bigger, like, well, not as big of a deal.
I'm wondering if there was, I was wondering if there was a time that he might have been not heard from, like maybe a week or two.
Right.
Something like that, like pretty close after it, where they are getting settled in, trying to figure out what they're doing. And obviously he can't just get up and leave because that's super suspicious. He has to find a way and place to stay with her, stay together, but also not get her found out.
Right.
So maybe she's just a hermit now and doesn't come outside. But then that means that the track coach couldn't have any friends.
She's too careless, though, I feel like.
Drinks a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So I was just doing a little quick little search, and I found that he's openly admitted to the affair. That's like all he's ever made a statement about was the affair. Like, that's it. Like, he hasn't said anything else. There is no like statements that doesn't, like, he was just kind of forgotten about in the case. Like, he was never considered like a part of that because they had no contact. Like, he wasn't, you
negligence.
Know what I mean? Like, hurt. Yeah, there was nothing. There was no reason for them to like
that's
look into
negligence.
Him at all.
That is negligence, in my opinion.
You Yikes. Think so? Do you think that's that important? I don't know. It seems like...
I do. I mean, it depends. Because did he ever get a statement on, no, I don't know what would have happened. This sucks. Like, oh, I hope they find her. Or she's safe. Something like that. Like, some weird shit. So, I don't know.
I mean, I don't see anything about, like, any other statements or anything like that.
Yeah, I think he might be a little bit of a suspect that got looked over.
I think so too. I think the police should have looked more into that.
I agree. All right, do we, before we do our closing statements, do we want to do a little game break, or do we want to
game break?
All right, so we've got another
10-minute game break. Well, 10-minute game break, something
okay
like that.
All right, so we've got our favorite little game, Ducking High, that we'll be playing again. I'm just going to pick. Does anyone else want to pick a card?
I'll read some.
All right, there you go. All you.
All right. If you were an astronaut planning to move away from Earth, what would your ideal planet be like?
If you were what?
If you were an astronaut planning to move away from Earth, what would your ideal planet be like?
A beach with a beautiful jungle with really friendly jaguars.
Okay.
And with waves with perfect rights.
Okay. But why? But you got to work with your lefts, bro. You got to work on the lefts.
Yeah.
Nope. Not if there's perfect rights. Not if there's always perfect rights.
Oh my god.
Never ever.
Do they barrel?
They do whatever the hell I want them to do.
You can control the planet. Wave.
They're like the Kelly Slater wave pool.
True, true, true.
Okay, there we go.
Makes sense. But those are lefts, aren't they?
No, Slater's they're both. They're
oh,
both.
It goes to
okay,
the middle.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. It's pretty sick.
And I live in a beautiful hut.
Oh. That last part?
Aww.
Where do you live?
When you go in the hut,
no,
there's
hut.
Like an elevator that takes you down into this huge mansion thingy. And you can see under the water and shit.
So you can look like you don't really give a shit, but you have all
the
money.
But you actually have like the nicest exactly. place ever.
Wait, but you're under... Wait, okay, so you're underwater?
Underground.
No. The mansion is so big.
And then it goes...
That it goes all the way...
Into the ocean.
Oh
under
my
the
God.
Water.
So you got like... The hut is right on the beach, like up a little bit into the trees, right? And then straight under and you got like...
So listen,
all your
listen.
Shit.
It's like,
and
up,
then it goes
like
300 yards out that way, and then you just got windows that go into the water, and it's
so
like
listen,
your own aquarium.
Listen. You know how you remember? You know, Surf's Up.
Yeah.
You know how the penguins had to walk down the mountain.
Yeah.
So kind of halfway down the mountain would be where the hut is.
Okay.
Then underneath the hut.
Bro, that's gonna be huge.
Bro, and then it shoots out into the ocean, and then you can see into the ocean a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
And it's like you walk on top of it when you're trying to paddle out. You pretend like you're paddling out, but you're actually walking on top of my house. And then and then you walk out to where the waves are. And then you just jump out,
okay,
and
so,
you're right
so
there next
how,
to the waves.
How far back from the shore?
Dude, it's like
is
700
mountain?
Acres, dude. I swear to God.
How many square feet?
No, I don't
know
how much it is.
300,000 square feet?
Dude, somewhat, yeah.
Wait, hold on. This is an entire... Hold on, I just need to... Hold on. This is... It's supposed to be an entire planet, right?
Yeah, he's the only one there.
So, yeah, it's just me.
Is the entire planet just you? Or is there more to... Yeah, not even Casey. What about us, fuckers?
All right, motherfuckers. If you want to
teleport,
you can fucking teleport. Come whenever you want.
Okay, so...
Dude, can we just have the same house but on the other side of the mountain?
We'll yeah,
and
our
houses... No, our houses are connected.
Nah, we'll be next to each other for sure.
I mean, dude, your house is... 8 million football fields long. I think we can live in the same house.
Yeah,
oh
I'm down.
God.
I'm up for it.
I can't wait.
Bro, we could have like underground pools and shit. Dude, it'll be pretty cool.
When you're in the ocean,
we could play die
so
in,
you can
inside.
Have an underground die like arena.
It'd be lit.
You
could
have
lit.
A whole ass arena.
We can have like seven kitchens so we don't have to travel. Like, so we don't have to walk super far for one kitchen. We can have like 8 of them. Dude, 13 bathrooms.
I would
throughout.
Get lost every single day.
Only 13 bathrooms in that big ass.
All right, bitch. 47. What do you want? Pick a number. It's our planet. We can have them outside everywhere, like Rick and Morty.
Fair enough.
We can have a whole planet just for shit.
Oh my god, I love the outdoor showers though.
Yeah,
we gotta watch
shower.
The fucking Rick and Morty new season of Rick and Morty because he gets his own planet for shitting and it's pretty cool. That's what my dream planet would look like.
That's season four.
Okay, so I want his
god,
planet. His planet was sick.
The entire time talking.
All right,
all right. Next question. Move
I mean, good
on.
Job. That was so cool.
If you woke up as Bill Gates. What would be the first thing that you buy?
I'd...
NASA.
Okay. I like it.
Okay, I'm big.
Buying
the,
a government
the
institution.
Army.
I don't know if
buy
the government. I don't know if the government would be down for that.
I would buy Cole Symes a sports car.
You are Bill Gates.
Yeah, no, but you are Bill
Gates. Do I say Bill Gates forever?
Dude, it says if you woke up as Bill Gates, there's no catches here, bro.
Okay.
You're Bill Gates.
Okay.
You are Bill Gates. Yes,
recently divorced.
Like recently,
like
divorced
half of your net worth.
Oh, I would buy Man United for sure.
Could I buy? I couldn't buy the women's national team, could I?
Probably. Maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't know if you can buy like a national team.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can you buy a national team? Isn't that
like,
it's their own?
To, like,
who
right?
Are they?
Like, do you know what I mean?
Like,
who owns the women's national team?
I honestly think it's just like a club team.
Do you think so?
It's
maybe.
It's a professional club team.
It's a club team.
That gets together every once in a while for this fat ass tournament.
Oh, it's a national team. I don't think I would buy them, though. I think it's run by.
It's run by Nike.
And then I would pay them the appropriate.
I don't think it's the national team's owned by.
That's actually what I would do. You know what the first thing I would buy? The first thing I would do is I would cancel all student debt.
Amazing.
And also solve world hunger.
You buy student debt.
Yep. I'd buy all of it.
It's good.
Out here changing the world.
How do you solve world hunger?
I don't know.
You solve homelessness.
Well, because it's like, I know that they have them. They've like released, like, it's this much dollars to solve world hunger.
Yeah.
So I would do it. Because that would be the right thing to do.
True.
I'd buy a plane.
You would buy a plane? Great. Awesome.
All right.
All right. One more. One quick one.
Okay. Let me find one. We gotta kill it. End it on a good one.
Take your time.
Well, I gotta look through them. I'm sorry. Listen to this music. It's pretty vibey.
Or you could pick a card.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we don't need to talk about this one. It's just a mind fuck. All right. Why can't you change the volume of the voice in your head? Try screaming. It's still a whisper, isn't it?
That's a lot.
I hate thinking about that.
Mindfuck.
That makes my ears itchy.
Mindfuck. All right, last one.
Dude, fuck you.
What's the scariest experience you've had while home alone?
Oh, when I was almost attacked. Or not attacked. Not when I was attacked. When I was at my last house. The house I was living at before the one I was here. I'm not going to share my locations. But we heard voices outside. And we heard the banging of our hot tub because when it would turn on, it would like bang.
Stop.
And we weren't in the hot tub and it wasn't on. And we heard it banging. And I slept with a knife by my bed for like 3 days.
Okay.
Fair.
Yep. That's mine.
I slept with a knife by my bed too, because one of my mom's, like, she wasn't even dating him. I think she went on like one or two dates with him, and he ended up coming over to my mom's house while she was gone, and I was the only one staying there. And I'm like on the downstairs floor, like balcony doors, like, I don't know. He was like trying to get in and like trying to open the door, and I slept with a knife like under, I think, I don't even know, not under my pillow, but like right by my bed.
Jeez.
That's a no for me, dog. Alright.
Alright, cool.
I think that does it for this week of Ducking High.
Alright. Alright, guys. So, what are our final thoughts on the disappearance of Maura Murray? Who do we... What theory are we going with? Why... Where did she go?
I honestly think she hitchhiked. I don't know. I feel like part of me thinks she wanted to just go start over somewhere else. Because she had all of her documents, but she left them in the car.
Right.
That she crashed or pulled over in. Like,
I don't think the documents were in the car. I actually don't know.
They were set out in her dorm.
They were all put together.
She was getting ready to leave. And that was like why... There were the texts where it was like, hey, I gotta do, or it was like, I'm doing this, mm-hmm. I'll talk to you later, or for that okay. Her job, like, hey, I'll come back soon.
Right.
Yeah, I think she was going to get that alcohol so she could pack up all her shit and then leave, and then got into that accident, and then hitchhike because she thought she was screwed.
Mm.
I think that she did this because of her boyfriend or her father.
Yeah.
Her father seems a little bit more intriguing now because of what you said, that he declined interview for 2 years.
Right.
And once he did, he had two lawyers with him. Like, you come strapped like that, man, you're ready for a fight when you shouldn't have to be.
Yeah.
And also, when your daughter goes missing, don't you want to do everything you can to help?
Exactly.
Right.
And I mean, I completely understand that people grieve different, but 2 years and then bringing lawyers.
Yeah.
That's just like, you bring lawyers with you. Like,
I know you're told to like use your Fifth Amendment, but anytime you use that, it's always kind of like, unless he has something to hide, why is he doing that?
Yeah, right. Facts. That's what I always find so interesting is like, unless you have something to hide, why?
But it's also, it's just like, you never know what the cops might interpret what you say. So why risk anything?
Exactly. But usually also, now like, cops have body cams and you can pull that back up.
Facts, but like, you never know. I don't know. I would never, if a cop came to me questioning me about some shit, I'd be like, you know what? No, I'm done. I'm
Fifth Amendment. Here's the thing that scares me though is like, I mean, not like scares me, but like, it just makes you look suspicious. Like, if you have nothing to hide, why does it matter what you say? If you're innocent, it doesn't matter because you're innocent.
Well, I mean, how many people have been innocent and then
right convicted? Like, what
the
fuck has
happened? But what's the motive for the dad? Like, was
there is not really any. There, at least not from what I found, that there's not really any motive. He's just kind of like a little sketchy.
Okay.
But not like.
There's no like past.
Yeah, like she had like a good like childhood. Like she was kind of a little fucked in her situation just because of like her boyfriend. And
okay,
I mean, right. She was like in trouble with the law and stuff. You know, like she like was like she was caught stealing, like stole someone's credit card information. So like it says like in like my findings that she was depressed, but not like because of her dad or because of her boyfriend specifically. I think her boyfriend has a lot more to do with it than her dad does.
Yeah.
I think so too.
I think whether or not he was directly affected, I think him being like that, the fact that other people know that he was abusive, that plays into it, that like maybe that's not the sole reason that she disappeared, but I think she disappeared. I don't think she I don't know if I believe that she was like kidnapped or anything. I think she disappeared.
She could have just been running from her husband.
Yeah, well, they also, like, the bank account that they found was in New Hampshire in 2011. And so, like, she could. And it doesn't say that. It says that there's, like, payment, like, being, like, added to it. So she could have disappeared for several years and then kind of come back. I mean, that was almost 2004, 2011.
Where was this?
Oh, Massachusetts.
New Hampshire.
Where could she could have taken a ferry anywhere, I guess.
Well, I mean,
she could literally have gone anywhere, like in theory. She only had $280 though. Like, where could she have gone?
2004, how much is a ferry to the nearest? Well,
yeah, but that's the thing, British how island. There was supposedly the known secret at UMass that she was trying to get away. She had all this stuff. Maybe she had a close friend at UMass that she got and was able to, maybe that's what the money was for, and be like, yo, I have, this is all I have, I need you to take me as far away from here as you can, and shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah, but then it, like, I don't know, you would think something that, like, I don't know, there's a part of me that thinks like that person came out about them talking, that was in 2016, like the case was already a big deal at that point, and part of me wants to feel like it was at a bar and people say shit when they're drunk because they want attention and they want to seem cool and they want to be like, yeah, I know that, you know, and it's like some stupid theory or whatever, you know, like we have no idea if this source is credible, we have no idea where it came from, like there's not been anything since, so I don't like to believe that.
All right.
You know?
That's fair.
Which is fair.
Because, like, it could be true, but I can't rely on it as much as I want to.
I like that theory. I think that's going to be my final take on it.
What's your final take on it?
That she was driven to leave by, I don't know, boyfriend or father. Maybe a mixture of both.
Or just her situation.
Or just herself. Her own brain was like, dude, you got to get away. Do something about it. And I think obviously she had to have had some help, and I think that UMass thing might play a little bit. She could have had a friend from there, and I mean, that's pretty plausible as to why there's no sign of struggle, as to why she just got up, left.
Yeah,
like she could have been like, hey, I'm gonna be crashing here and I need you to get me.
Yeah, I mean, her car was locked from the inside too, so like it wasn't like there was no entry or anything. Like, it looks like she disappeared on her own will.
Aliens.
What do you guys think?
Do you want to go?
You can go first.
We've got...
Okay, I still think that I mean, I definitely think her boyfriend had a huge part in it. Like, just in her wanting to leave, I think she just wanted to get away from, I don't know. It seems like she had a lot going on, and maybe just leaving sounded like the best option. I don't know if she ever got to, like, where she wanted to go, but hopefully, I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I agree.
Me too.
All right, there you go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Four Guys Solving Crimes. I'm Aaron.
I'm Drew.
I'm Cole.
Casey.
And we will see you guys next week.